Bruce Pratt here again with head women's ice hockey coach at the University of Maine, Molly Engstrom, for our weekly visit. Well, you came back from Providence with a split. We don't win many games at Schneider, so it was great to see that. But I guess you're probably trying to figure out a way not to fall behind by 3 goals each game.
Yeah, exactly. We put ourselves in a hole in both of those games. Our shovels were big enough on Friday night to dig ourselves out of that one. I think overall we played a better game on Saturday, which was good. It's positive. But we definitely can't afford to get ourselves down in the early parts of the game like that.
The first goal on Saturday was just a whiff, mm-hmm. and a takeaway. How many of the turnovers are you figuring are due to inexperience? I mean, it seems like that's part of it, but I can't really tell from the TV.
Yeah. We're going through sort of those growing pains right now. I think we are what we are, and I think as the days go by, we identify what we are more and more. So the girls are working hard in practice, though. Knowing some of those things is the advantage, and then we got a lot of loose ends right now. So, like I said, they've got a great attitude. I really think we're trending in the right direction. We're starting to play more of a team game. We've got great leadership from Ida, Ann, and Ensler, especially that line. So, could have easily walked out of there with 2 losses. Could have easily walked out of there with 2 wins, which is interesting to say, but we gave ourselves a shot. Even in the second game.
Yeah, one of the things I've been impressed with is you've been able to play all 3 of your goalies. One doesn't see that very often. I mean, the Bruins can get away with that with Ullmark and Swayman, but yeah. You really see that. I thought Anna made some great saves in her appearance. Is that a luxury or is that a problem? I mean, the old thing is if you have a goalie controversy, you don't have a goalie.
Yeah, there's an upside to every situation. You know, I think the grass is sort of always greener. The biggest conversation that we're having right now is we got to keep it to 2 or less. Yeah. So it doesn't matter who's in net. So we need to find that consistency.
Yeah, you mentioned some of the veterans, and obviously Ida had a hell of a weekend, and she's having a hell of a season. She's one of the top scorers nationally in women's hockey, and Rahel brings that an international presence and experience too. But I've really been impressed with some of the rookies, and watching them come on. I see, at least from TV, and again we don't, or when I'm watching here in the arena, we don't see it the way you see it, but it seems like they're making bigger strides each week. They're not just getting incrementally better, but if they take a baby step week 2, they take 2 or 3 steps week 3. Is that a fair assessment?
I mean, that's great to hear. It's always kind of nice to hear what, you know, people see from the outside, because we do look at it through a different lens. But I think that's if that's what we see, you know, from the outside, we know we're getting better. I think that's a testament to really pushing them day to day in practice and explaining the importance of certain situations and how we want to do things. So we're holding them accountable. And like I said, I think we're trending in the right direction.
One of the things that was interesting in watching the game on Friday was the audio was really good, and you could hear the team talking to each other more. You could hear people calling each other's name, not just tapping the stick looking for the puck. How much of that kind of communication on the ice during a game you think is important?
That's invaluable. Yeah, and that's a conversation that we have. Is there's different types of communication. There's verbal, there's nonverbal, there's different kinds of noise, right? I can tap my stick or I can call someone's name. I can actually give direction. You can have a conversation on the ice. You can tell someone exactly where to go or what to do. Yeah. So that's something that we talk about a lot, and remind them that it's okay. And I think as they build confidence in where they're supposed to be and what their job is, then you have confidence to start to tell somebody what to do. And if you don't know where you're supposed to go, you're probably going to be silent. So, good strides there too.
I noticed that that one of the most effective things you did in the weekend is you, if you got close, once you got over the red line, you could dump pucks past the D and get there using your speed. And it also really neutralized Providence at times when they tried to dump and chase and they just got back there and there was somebody on the puck. Are you noticing that the other teams are trying to find ways to deal with your speed, that they're anticipating it differently than they did last year?
I think so, yeah. I think teams, it's early, but I think teams are having to adjust a little bit to what we're doing, which is nice, and we do. We have a lot of forechecking speed. We don't necessarily want to dump the puck. There's a time and a place for it. But, yeah, when we can kind of put them in the soft corners and chase them down, we can punish teams, yeah.
Yeah, the Providence crew that was announcing the game, who were very good, kept saying, you know, Maine's going to be a tough team because they can forecheck.
Yeah.
They can really forecheck. And they kept talking about how, you know, the Friars are frustrated by the fact they can't get out of their own zone, and that's a big change from past seasons. That's a really good sign. So you got BU coming this weekend. I think people thought at this point in the season they'd be doing a little better than they have been. What do you see as the real key to kicking a couple wins at home?
We have to be consistent. I think that's the biggest thing. We have to come out strong. We have to stay strong. And that has been a challenge for us. So continuing to work on that. They're going to be a strong team. You know, they've got some talented players. And now with Tara being at the helm, she's going to get them organized and disciplined.
Yeah.
So it'll be a grind. And I think if we stick to our game plan and show up to play, we should do all right.
Well, I am unfortunately not able to be here because I'm an old man. I got to go to my 50th college reunion. My wife and I are going, but I will certainly be having it on my phone the entire time, no matter what we're doing, no matter whether I'm sitting at a football game in Lancaster, Pennsylvania or not. Wish you the best of luck, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, Molly.